Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Phyllis and I, we started believing God for cars, for a used car. Just a used car. Any kind of car. Just a car. And we got one. It was a Delta 88. Phyllis didn't like it too much. But it was a car. And it was a pretty good car. We used that car and we drove in that car, rode in that car. And then Phyllis said, she liked Toronados and Rivieras. So we put our faith to believe for one of them. And we got one. It was, 4 or 5 years old. But it was black and silver. Boy, we remember that car. We thought we had arrived, buddy. I mean, that thing was something. And so we believe for a car, then we believe for a nice used car, and then we believe for a new car.
Amen.
Amen. And kept on believing over the years to believe to get to where you could go in there and write a check for one and drive it away, paid for. And we've done that.
Amen.
We didn't start there. Started with a car that had 90,000 miles on it. Yeah, that left us on the side of the road. The spirit of faith revealed in these individuals is displayed in action. Everybody say action. Action. Faith does something. Now, the number one action of faith is speaking. Speaking is doing something. Speaking is an action. But it's not the only action. It's one of many, many actions of faith. But faith that just, you know, says, okay, I believe it, you know, but doesn't act on it in any way is dead faith. Faith is much more than believing. The life of faith is acting on beliefs. I believe God is the healer. I believe it's His will to heal. I believe His power is more than enough. That's why I lay hands on people. And it's why I lead prayers. Amen. It's why I speak against disease in Jesus' name. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't do that. There's a lot of churches don't believe in that, so they don't do it. So they don't get those results. But they believe, there are other groups that believe strong that if you preach the gospel, the first part of the gospel, and people hear it, that they will come and be born again. They have faith for people to get saved. We do too. Amen. If you didn't have faith, you wouldn't preach it. You wouldn't give people an opportunity. If you didn't have faith that God hears you when you pray, you wouldn't pray. Faith affects every area of our life. And God has called every one of us to emphasize certain areas. And your faith is supposed to be developing in some areas, and you may be stronger in an area of faith than I am. But I might be stronger in another area than you are. But you put us all together, we take the devil's lunch away from him because he's a loser. We add your anointing to my anointing, to their anointing. We got it covered. And you need to know your limitations too. There's some things I get to and I just know this is not my area. You know, I can look at it and just almost despair. You know? You pull out 4 volumes of the latest computer program and you open the thing up and you got all the boards and the wires laying there. I don't even want to try to believe I can do this. I got other stuff I'm believing for. Huh? Amen. I used to work on cars quite a bit. But you know, the Lord actually corrected me because I was trying to save $20 one time by changing out an alternator myself. And the Lord rebuked me. I was up under there greasy, didn't have the tools. What should have taken an hour has taken me a half a day. And the Lord said, this is what He said to me. He said, I have people that are anointed to do this. I've anointed them. and skilled them to do this. And he said, you're supposed to be waiting on me and getting revelation and getting things to preach to the people. Yeah. He said, believe me for the $20. I said, yes, sir. Got to watch about being cheap. Did you hear? You miss God, frustrate yourself, skin all your knuckles when you should have been doing something else. And let whoever's called and anointed. There are people graced and anointed to drive a nail. Amen. I've worked with people. Dear me. Of course, you got nail guns nowadays, but I helped frame a while years ago, and there was a guy, he had a hammer twice as big as everybody else, and he'd throw a handful of nails up there, boom, 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 one lick, that's it, and not even hit himself. I'm thinking, wow, glory to God. I mean, I know he did it for a long time, but he was graced. He had somebody said, well, he just has a knack for that. What is a knack? There are people anointed to deal with business stuff and investments. There are people anointed in different areas. We need everybody. Not everybody's supposed to be a preacher. Amen. There are people that absolutely would miss God if they tried to be a preacher. Like I could miss God if I tried to be a lawyer or a doctor or whatever. I mean, I get out of my call. But whatever you're called to, you're going to develop faith in that area to do it. And it's such a blessing to Phyllis and I, as things get bigger, we need more help in other areas. And so many times you're looking at something and you're just thinking, oh man, I don't want to deal with this. I don't even know where to start. And God brings somebody to you and they step up. They've been doing it for 20 years. They go, oh, this is nothing. I'll take care of this. Don't worry about this. And you're going, oh, glory to God. Thank God. Because to them, it's not even a deal. Amen. To me, it'd be a big deal. How many believe we ought to all be in our areas doing our thing, and you add us all together, it covers every area. Everything gets done. Let's keep reading. It's about time for me to quit here. Hebrews 11, he went on to say in verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. God commended them and recorded what happened with them. Part of it's right here in this chapter because of their faith. They got a good report. How many know it means something when God gives you the thumbs up? Jesus is the perfect expression of God the Father. And you remember when the centurion came to him about his servant, he was impressed. He turned around and told his staff, he said, I hadn't seen faith like this in the whole country. He was impressed. When you get the thumbs up from Jesus, that's something, brother. Huh? When God pokes Gabriel and goes, that's my boy, look at that. Yes, sir. Why would he do that? What causes God to smile and be pleased with you? Your faith, which is expressed in a myriad of ways, but your faith. Faith to step out, faith to obey, faith to give, faith to receive, faith for protection. It goes all the way in every area of life. But this is how you get a good report. You know, one day, won't be long, you and I are going to stand before the Master, before the judgment seat of Christ, every man, every woman, to give an account of the things that were done in the body. And all of our works and everything we did and didn't do is going to come out and it's going to be judged, going to pass through the fire. And what's going to be the thing that'll cause the Lord to look at us and go, good job. Well done. Good and faithful servant. What's going to cause Him to say that? It's not how big something was. It's not how hard you worked. It's not who knew you or who didn't. It's going to be your faith that pleases God. Amen. It's our faith that's going to bring the good report from God to us. Now, we are not of those who draw back. And so we are coming to a crossroads. The Lord is speaking to us tonight about these things, about numerous things that have come up in people's hearts and are going to come up. Opportunities. We're not led by opportunities, but you need to know when something is an opportunity of God. And things are going to come up and we are going to please God by stepping out and not being afraid. You know, it took faith for Phyllis and I to leave Mississippi. That was one of the biggest challenges we ever faced. We'd never been away from home, never been away from our folks, never been, you know, away from the security. You know, it never crossed my mind I might starve. Because I can see Mama's house from where I live. Not only that, I've got Aunt Odessa. I've got Aunt Royaline. Aunt Hattie. Aunt Maudie. Aunt Ruby. Aunt Pearline. Master cooks. Master cooks. It never even occurred to me I might go hungry. But when we loaded up the truck and moved to Tulsa, and we were greeted by people drawing out our only tank of gas, thoughts crossed our mind. You may starve out here. But we didn't starve. I said we didn't starve. When we stepped out, you know, the enemy tries to paint pictures of you failing and losing everything you got, not having money to pay your bills or to make payments. He'll work on you night and day, trying to scare you, trying to get you to what?
Draw back.
I don't know. Now, what do I need to go to Branson for? And I got a good house down here and got money and what do I need? Whew. What if I go up there and people even thought enough to bring this idea to me? What if you go up there and fall on your face? And what will you do? And this is what I told one of my friends. I said, I tell you what, I've prayed about this best I know how. And I'm human, I could miss it. I said, but the best I know, I've heard from the Lord about this. We've been praying about this for months now. And I'm going, and I would rather go up there and fall flat on my face and have folk go, well, I wonder what happened to Brother Keith. Boy, whoo, ha, 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 look at him. Boy, he sure messed up. I'd rather do that, trying to serve God,
amen,
trying to obey God, than to sit over in the corner, play it safe, do nothing, miss God,
amen,
disobey God.
Amen.
But I tell you what, every time we have stepped out, it didn't just almost work. It mightily worked. Every time we've ever stepped out to obey God, here come the grace. Here come the strength. Here come the help. Here come the money. Here come the direction. But it didn't come till you stepped out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.